Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's Bidenomics in action. Instead of exporting jobs to cheaper labor costs, what we did for decades, we're creating jobs here.
During an appearance at a solar energy equipment plant in South Carolina Thursday, President Joe Biden touted his economic agenda, driven by infrastructure investment, which the White House says led to job creation. The president announced companies have committed more than $500 billion in manufacturing and clean energy investments since the beginning of his administration. A voter in Iowa went head-to-head with former vice president and 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Mike Pence regarding his actions on January 6, 2020, accusing the former vice president of having changed history by refusing to send the election results back to the states for a recount. Pence said former President Donald Trump was wrong about the authority he had.
I know by God's grace I did exactly what the Constitution of the United States required of me that day.
Pence added certifying the election is an issue that continues to be misunderstood and noted the Constitution does not allow the vice president to reject or return votes to states. Republicans are calling out the White House after cocaine was found in the West Wing entry area, where visitors place personal belongings before going on tours. According to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the Secret Service is investigating how the substance made its way inside the White House.
I don't have anything more to share on the particulars. Again, when it comes to security, when it comes to anything of those types of protocols, that is something that Secret Service handles.
Once it was confirmed the white powder was cocaine, Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene took to Twitter to demand members of the First Family and White House staff be drug tested. According to his campaign, Adam Frisch, the Colorado Democrat running to unseat Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, has raised more than $2.6 million in the second fundraising quarter, breaking the record for the largest quarterly fundraising for a U.S. House challenger in the year before an election.
We have the closest race in the country. People are getting more and more sick of her antics, angertainment antics.
Frisch narrowly lost to Boebert in last year's midterm, just shy of almost 550 votes, triggering an automatic recount. Frisch conceded before the recount was complete. The newly reintroduced Rebuild Rural America Act would infuse $50 billion into rural areas. Any contractor with the nonprofit ruralorganizing.org says the funding would ignite an economic comeback in parts of the country that often have a hard time competing for federal funds.
Rural communities tend to have smaller populations. They tend to have less philanthropic presence. So the Black Grant funding, which would deliver funding directly to rural communities, is really important for an equitable distribution of those tax-funded programs that are meant to help communities thrive.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.